Welcome to the Heaven for College Athletics podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is created for fans of Heaven for College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Colin Seitz. The men's soccer team is currently in the third round of the NCAA tournament and will take on number 13 St. Lawrence at Walton Field tomorrow at 11 a.m. Should the team win its next two matches at Walton, it will get the opportunity to play in the Final Four in Kansas City, Missouri, the weekend of December 4th and 5th. Seitz was the All-Centennial Conference first team member this season. In this interview, he talks about his team's run to the Sweet 16, playing with his brother Brady, and much more. Here's how the interview went. Have you had a chance to reflect upon how the season's gone for you?
It's kind of a little bit of reflection as you go, but the great thing about the winning streak is it kind of just keeps moving, keeps naturally progressing. Like we started 2-3, so we kind of knew our only chance to like host and anything like that was if we won out. But obviously, we didn't look that far ahead. We just were like, okay, let's just something that we just decided was let's just look at every week and make it a 2-0 week because we usually play a Wednesday and Saturday game. So we said, you know, This is the first week. Let's make it a 2-0 week. And then as we started getting through, we started realizing that, you know, we were starting to pile up the wins, and our schedule is kind of looking like we might be able to make some sort of national like statement if we just kept winning. But you know, you don't really get too much time to reflect because as soon as you win, you're just moving on to the next game. But, you know, with games now just every weekend instead of midweek, you know, you get a couple days off in the beginning of the week to kind of reflect on your progress and be happy for a day or two, like I was saying. But then you just put your head back down and you're working back for practice and just looking forward to another 2-0 week this week, hopefully.
Yeah, and you guys have played a really tough non-conference schedule, a lot of top 25 teams and non-conference slate. Has that helped you prepare for this tournament run?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a thing that Coach Renier has done great with us is every year since I've been here we always play great teams at a conference, and at first it's kind of frustrating because you see other teams in our conference coming in undefeated because they haven't played, I would argue, nearly as tough a schedule as we do. But I think that makes us battle tested, and as you see, in my 4 years, we've made three conference finals because I think we know how to play against the good teams, and I think some of the other teams in our conference are quite ready to battle, and you know, I think that just sets us up for a good run in the tournament because we're just so used to playing those high caliber teams and know how to just grind out wins. If I think we're as good as we are, I want to play those teams. I want to prove that we're worthy of competing on the national level like that.
What is it like to play with your brother, not only in a sport that you love, but on a national stage like this?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we obviously argue a lot and get into it a little bit more than probably anyone else on the field with each other. But, you know, we've been playing, obviously, together for 20 years. I guess, like, 15 years or something. But I think we play on the same side of the field. We got a pretty good chemistry going, obviously. But no, it's great to finally get some recognition for Haverford, and not only just for me and my brother, but for the whole entire team. It's been great to kind of see everyone else recognizing how good of a team we are and how we can really actually make a run.
As you're going through the process of looking at colleges in high school, what are some of the things that attract you to Haverford?
You know, first and foremost, academically. I knew I wanted a great academic school like Haverford, but then once I kind of narrowed my choices down where they were all great academic schools, really my visit here was what sold me. The close-knit group that the team was when I visited was just honestly the biggest selling point. I came here and I could just see how close everyone was and how much of a family the team was, and I really knew I could see myself being a part of it. Even as a prospective student, they welcomed me and really encouraged me to feel it out and see if this was the right fit. And then also Coach Renier, I could just tell he was an unbelievably passionate guy, and I knew he had a vision for the program. And, I mean, in his first year, took him to the conference finals when they had never been to the playoffs before. So I knew that he had a vision for this program and that he had the passion and the knowledge to follow through with it. So I was sold as soon as I came here and kept talking to Coach, and I just felt someone was right with the school.
How have you balanced your life as a student athlete?
Honestly, this question comes up a lot, and I think some people would agree with me that it's almost easier in season to balance the workload, just because you have a pretty rigid schedule with, you know, 4 to 7 every day. You're not going to have time to do any schoolwork, so it kind of sets you up to make sure you're on top of your things. And then even some weekends, having 2 games right now, like right now, you're just kind of ready for, I mean, you just kind of have to be ready to not have like time on weekends, so you're just always kind of like a step ahead. And I think out of season sometimes you overestimate how much time you have, but I think Division III is a great balance of academics and sports, academics and athletics, because you know you have your practices, you have your games, and once the season's over you kind of have your time to relax and focus back on school. But you know, it hasn't been too tough. I think professors and everything are great with understanding any conflicts, but you know, there's not really too many conflicts, honestly, and you just kind of gotta be one step ahead, like I was saying, and hasn't been too much of an issue for me, I don't think.
Have you had a chance to reflect upon being Coach Rainier's first recruiting class?
Yeah, just, you know, we kind of knew we had to set the tone for the rest of the groups coming in here, and being the first one, it's kind of cool to see how far this program's come in the 4 years and in the 5 years that Coach Rainier has been here. And I think I think the biggest thing is now that he's had 4 recruiting classes, we've made this huge jump, so I think he's obviously doing something right. So it's been great just being a part of how much this program has been on the rise in the last 5-plus years.
I know this is a loaded question, but is there one moment in the past 4 years so far? Well, hopefully that moment is still coming.
Yeah.
Still coming. But has there been one moment the past couple of years that stands out above the rest?
I think winning the conference championship this year and hosting, I think that kind of went hand in hand. I think we knew if we won the conference and rounded out an undefeated conference record, I think we knew we were going to host. So I kind of lumped that all into one moment. Winning it freshman year was unbelievable, but I think it kind of rounded out my career by being a freshman and contributing as a freshman, but then now being a captain and being a part of an undefeated season, which has only been undefeated and winning the conference tournament, which has only been done, I think, once in our conference before. So I think that would be the moment, but like you said, I think hopefully in 2 weeks that should be absolutely the moment.
So is there one moment academically that stands out? Maybe it's an interaction with a teacher or a good grade on a test?
Academically, I don't know if there's one moment as much as it's obvious athletically, but I think that first semester here, when I was a little bit daunting trying to acclimate to the academic workload and also acclimating to the athletic demands. And I think my freshman year I was taking Intro to Econ and just doing well on the first midterm, which is kind of like my first college exam. I think doing well on that kind of like made me take a second to understand that it is possible to excel both in
right.
the classroom and on the field. So wasn't that, I guess that would be the moment that kind of made me realize that, you know, it's not too much, not overwhelming, you know, if you just stay on top of things, it can be very rewarding athletically and academically here.
Have you done any internships?
Yeah, so last summer I actually interned back in my hometown in San Diego for a financial advising firm, doing a lot of portfolio management, portfolio analysis stuff. So that was a very rewarding experience, I think, that kind of triggered me onto hopefully a career in finance or portfolio management.
What's your thesis on?
So I'm an economics major, so my thesis is going to be about microfinance and how it relates to financial inclusion, which is, I guess, the point of microfinance, is to expand the financial services to underdeveloped countries and to people that previously weren't able to access traditional financial services. So I'm investigating the relationship between microfinance and various macroeconomic conditions, and see to hopefully shape some sort of microfinancial policies.
Do you have any plans after college?
As of right now, no. Definitely still looking for what's going to be the best fit. But as you can imagine, it's been a little bit hectic with the soccer season.
Really?
So hasn't been quite as much done in that regard as I was hoping. But it's been good, and still reaching out to a lot of places and in good conversation with prospective employers. So we'll see how that shakes out, but not too worried right now.
Right. So this part of the interview is just some quick rapid-fire questions. They're going to be the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
It's got to be San Diego Chargers, for sure. Yeah.
So your brother said the same thing. Yeah. So are you nervous that they're leaving San Diego?
Yeah, I mean, as I guess, it'll be tough, I think, not having, I mean, we don't even have a soccer team, we don't have a basketball team, so, I mean, losing the Chargers would definitely be losing a little bit of my childhood, but at the same time, as I've grown up, I've kind of fallen a little bit out of love with football, and more in love with soccer, so it would be heartbreaking, but at the same time, I think I'd be all right.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Rush. Obviously, I'm a big sports guy, so I don't know if you're familiar with Rush. Mm-hmm. It's about the rivalry between Formula One drivers.
Okay.
Niki Lauda, and I forget the other guy's name, but I haven't seen it. Came out a couple years ago. I haven't seen it.
So are you big into, like, Formula One?
Honestly, not that.
Just like the movie?
Just really liked the movie.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not a huge movie guy, too, so all
right.
I enjoy all sorts of movies, but sports movies, I think, are mainly my thing.
Favorite book?
Ooh, favorite book? Also, kind of, I haven't read it in a long time, but In Cold Blood, Truman Capote. I think I read it my junior year in high school. I think that was the first book that I really, really got into. And it's a thriller, so that obviously got my interest. But.
Favorite vacation spot? And no, you cannot pick Hawaii.
I can't pick Hawaii. Okay. I did a cruise with my family when I was in, I think, middle school. And we went to an island, or we went to a bunch of islands in the Caribbean, but the Grenada, it was just a small island in the Caribbean. That probably was my favorite spot. Tropical beach weather, beautiful, like 80 degree water, so you can't beat that.
Favorite superhero cartoon growing up?
Favorite cartoon, I'd gotta say SpongeBob, I think. That's, yeah, I think a lot of people my age would probably say that, but I think you can't beat it.
Favorite or most played song on your iTunes playlist? You're
Maybe
listening.
Jedi Mind Tricks, I don't know, it's 90s rap. Was into it a lot when I was kind of in high school, but so it's probably up there.
So you're listening to your pump up playlist before the game. Mm-hmm. What's your number one go to song?
So Ben Field, I don't know if you've interviewed him or know him, he kind of takes charge with the music, and he likes to put on some Big Sean or probably Big Sean or, Classic Man, I forget who it's by, but that one seems to be on there a lot. And then obviously, like, Kanye, Blood on the Leaves, I think, has been one of our most played in the pregame locker room the last couple of years, so.
Name one thing that you are most similar with your brother about.
Oof. Most similar. This is a great question, actually. I've never been asked that. I think most, well, cop out would be looks, obviously. But I think our competitiveness would be pretty equal. I think we both get pretty competitive, especially with each other, and especially through our time here playing soccer at Haverford. I think
What's one thing that you two are complete opposites about?
Well, something soccer-wise that I can think of is I'm pretty much two-footed completely. My left foot at this point might be better than my right just because I've had a couple injuries to my right leg over the last couple of years. And his, I don't know if you'd admit it, but his left foot's pretty weak. So I think that might be a good difference.
Throwing some shade on your right. All right. If you could change one rule about your sport, what would it be?
No, I think soccer gets a bad rap for being a little bit soft. I think people think that there's not too much physical contact, which to some extent I agree. But I think that maybe letting a little bit more go physically would be, I don't know if it's technically a specific rule change, but I think just letting a little bit more fly, especially I play defense, so you know, I'm always getting upset when I feel like there's not much contact, people go down and get calls. So I think that would probably be my one thing I could change, just letting it get a little bit more physical out there.
You know, it's funny, your brother said something about flopping.
Yeah.
So it's pretty similar to what you said, more contact. So it's funny that you guys both picked something pretty similar.
Yeah.
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
I think either Gabe Oppler or Russ Nicholson. For some reason, I feel like they're, I don't know, this could be wrong, but I feel like Russ might have been a Eagle Scout or something like that. I feel like he could, I feel like he would be able to handle himself on a deserted island. So I think they could maybe help me out, get some, you know, be pretty practical out there, figure some things out that I might not be good at. So.
You have three wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Three wishes. Wish to be a professional athlete, I think. Professional soccer player, or the skills to become a professional soccer player, I think. Sounds like a pretty good lifestyle to me. To have perfect health. I think that would be no injuries, no sorts of illnesses or anything like that, I think. And then third wish, I guess, unlimited money, I guess, so you can help people out, but also live the lifestyle I want to live. But I guess that kind of goes with being a professional athlete. But
as a child, what did you wish to become when you grew up?
Same kind of thing. I think I've always wanted to be a professional athlete, but if not, I wanted to be into sports, maybe a sports agent, sportscaster. I think even more so when I was younger, just completely infatuated with sports. So I think those would definitely be, was what I was aiming for when I was younger.
What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
Ooh. I think right now, I think I would be scared so badly, but I definitely want to go skydiving. I think the flight or the plane up there would definitely be the scariest part for sure. I think I would be regretting doing it on the way up the whole entire time, but then I think it would be a pretty cool experience once I actually got up there and was forced to jump out. So that's definitely something I want to do at some point, but who knows if I'll ever actually commit to it.
If you could be any TV or movie character, who would it be and why?
TV character? I loved 24 growing up.
So Jack Bauer,
I think, would be the one. Yeah, just seemed like a kind of the ultimate man's man.
Considering Thanksgiving is next week, what are you most thankful for?
You know, I'm thankful to be at a great school like Haverford and making a great run in the NCAA tournament and being surrounded by a bunch of teammates and coaches that are not only passionate and like-minded in our goals, but also just great people to be around. You know, I always love just spending time with the guys and with the coaches, and I'm also thankful that my family's been able to come out to a good amount of games this year. And I'm glad that I've got to have some success and that they're coming out here a bunch and seeing seeing all the hard work that our team has put in throughout the years.
Are you going to be able to go home for Thanksgiving? Or?
No, I've actually never gone home for Thanksgiving just because, you know, it's only a few days off and traveling kind of takes a day each way. But then they've been lucky enough to have some teammates invite me to their houses for Thanksgiving. So I spent the last two Thanksgivings in New York and going back to Hamilton with John Kerber, goalie on our team. So he's been nice enough to invite me back out there this year. So should be another good time.
If you had a golden ticket and go to any concert, past or present, who would the band be?
I'm not hugely into the music, but just for the overall scene and just how historic it was, Woodstock, I think, would be an unbelievable thing to go to. I'm not huge into that music, but just for how much it's meant culturally to a lot of people, I think that'd be kind of an unbelievable thing to say you were a part of.
You're going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite three people past or present. Who would they be and why?
I think Pele. I'm arguably one of the best soccer players ever. Martin Luther King, I think, is probably a pretty standard answer, but obviously would have some pretty insightful things that we could pick his brain about. And then Pele, Martin Luther King, and then I guess maybe Messi. I guess so, two soccer players, but, you know, he's probably at the height of his game and I think will go down as the best soccer player ever to play. So I guess I'd have to choose them three.
Your brother picked Martin Luther King, too.
Did it?
That's pretty scary.
That's pretty scary.
You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
We've always been kind of joking about it this year, but I love the 30 for 30 series that ESPN's doing. And we were kind of all joking this year about making sort of like a mock 30 for 30 about our run this year. So I think if we could actually make that full feature, and maybe make it a little bit serious, but also, you know, a big joke because it is D3 soccer. So I don't know how much the rest of the world is interested in what it was like to be a part of our run. But we're kind of joking about that the past week and how fun it would be to make something like that. So I think that would be my vote.
You're walking through the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Do it. Come here. I think I've had an unbelievable experience here. So I just say, you know, I think if you're already leaning here, come here, which I was at the time. And I think I'd just tell them, start training now, because I wish I'd maybe been, you know, I'm nearing the end of my competitive soccer career, so I think if I could go back 4 years from now and just start putting all my effort into it from the start, I think that would have been the only thing I would have kind of changed. Not that I'm disappointed with how my soccer career here has turned out, but, you know, I'd always wanted to just be a little bit better.
Thanks to Colin for coming on to the podcast. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Stay tuned for more athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!